What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Big day tonight, if you get my drift.
Oh, I do.
Game 4, Warriors-Timberwolves. Coming off a Game 3 Saturday. Warriors got beat 102-97, and I'll just... Haven't seen you all weekend, Goo. How you doing? And just start us off with how you're feeling about the Golden State Warriors.
I'm down. Oh. I'm down when it comes to the Warriors because they're down. They're down in the series 1-2. And Steiny, I'm not mad at anybody or one some person, but damn, this offense just right now is clunky. But the bottom line is they had it right there, and I'm hearing a lot of contradiction coming out of Warrior World. Shout out Sheed. You know, and I'm watching Jonathan Kuminga score 30 points, and I'm sitting there like, okay, hold on, wait a minute. I know it's about winning this game, but when the dust settles and you're mad or disappointed, you're like, okay, and I'm a guy that defended JK and felt like he should have been making contributions, but this was a guy that got DMPs that couldn't fit. I'll leave that there. Jimmy Butler, I apologize. I asked for you. You showed up. You did all you could. But when
for most of the game.
But listen to this part. When you go to the podium and say you can make it work with Jonathan Kuminga, I think that's a shot at the coach. Because the coach said he couldn't put Dre and Kuminga couldn't work. So all in all, tonight's everything. And you know, Steiny, I'm sitting there watching the game and I'm just thinking to myself, man, I don't ever want to get to this juncture, but it's real. This is what life without Curry is going to be like because his gravity changes everything. And this is my last thing before I throw it back to you. The youngsters, you got them into the party, but they were afraid to go ask somebody to dance. And maybe they'll grow out of that. But right now, this team is not going to beat Minnesota if the youngsters that made contributions all season long, and I'm not blaming them, but I'm not going to sit here and lie that they're not on milk cartons. And maybe I tip my cap to Minnesota. And I said that was the last thing. This is the last thing. Anthony Edwards is awoken, Steiny. And I'm afraid it's all outdoors tonight. Julius Randle has owned Draymond, I believe. And I'm disappointed in Draymond that you can muster up only 2 points without Steph Curry. How you doing?
You hit most of them.
Yeah.
To me, the biggest aspect of this series so far has been Julius Randle and Draymond Green. After game one, Draymond has been...
Man!
He hasn't been a factor at all. I think Randall's given him a little trouble with his length and his toughness
and
also.
His shoulders. Yeah.
And then if Draymond's not going to give you anything on the offensive end, he had two rebounds.
Oh, Steiny.
5 turnovers and he ended up fouling out. I think we're seeing what we worried about with the young players. Moody is lost right now. For the last 4 or 5 games. Pajemski was very, very bad on Saturday. Couldn't make a shot, and that really hurt him. And Quentin Post has just played about 5 minutes in the last 2 games combined. And the good news is out of nowhere, Jonathan Kuminga gave the Warriors 30. And
36 minutes, partner.
Yeah, 36 minutes. And... you know, I mean, they need his scoring, so they're gonna need to keep playing him. And you know, it's too bad because this happens sometimes when a guy has a game like Jimmy Butler. I mean, he was absolutely fantastic, single handedly keeping the Warriors in the ball game.
Yeah.
But he doesn't score in the last eight and a half minutes, and it's tough when you're carrying a team all game and you're playing against a younger, longer, more athletic team. And I think we just saw a little of that catch up with Jimmy Butler. He was 1 for 7 in the fourth quarter. after essentially putting this team on his back along with Kuminga for the first three quarters and 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that. Jimmy, you know, kudos to Minnesota. The Wolves were howling, right, when they deemed, okay, this guy is the engine. Let's do our best to try to stop him and make it difficult. But in the day that Kuminga had it going, Steiny, I was hoping he would be the unsung hero in regard to he could be the Robin to Jimmy's Batman. It kind of didn't work out that way. But you're trying to beat a talented, long Minnesota team. You need another guy, too. And I felt like Draymond, you know, he comes to mind first, Steiny. And I'm looking at Gary Payton a second. I mean, he's playing 26 minutes, Steiny, 2 points. And is that just good Minnesota defense, or – did I fall for fool's gold in the regular season when Curry was out there, everybody looked better? And if that's what it is, I shouldn't be shocked then. Well, everybody looked greater when Steph was out there. And when he's not, I'm looking at Peyton. Steiny, not that he played bad, but I'm just like, 1 for 4. Like, offensively, nothing.
What role players playing well?
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kuminga.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Pajewski hasn't been good. Peyton hasn't been great. I guess Looney's been okay. Moody's been a no-show. Post has been a no-show. Santos hasn't played enough to be a factor one way or the other.
Yeah.
But
and I won't dare talk about the refs, Donnie, but I thought the charging call on Julius Randle on Draymond, I think he picked up his fourth. I thought
That was a block.
You think it was?
Yes, that was a block.
Why? Tell me why.
Because he was put his foot out like right before. It wasn't squared up at all. When I saw it, yeah. I said, that's a block. Now, they may call it a charge, but I thought it was a block.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was going to get overturned. It didn't. That's one play.
Yeah, I mean, the refs didn't cost the Golden State Warriors on Friday or Saturday night. I don't believe.
What can Kerr do? Like, would you make any adjustments? Or do you just ride?
What can you do? He's playing everybody. He's played everybody. Right now, he's got to go into that game tonight thinking that Butler's going to give him something, and now Kuminga's going to give him something. They need somebody else. They need another player and a half, really, to help out. And Buddy almost did it. He was 5 for 14. Yeah. But, you know, the Timberwolves, that they had a fourth quarter that was like the fourth quarter they had against the Lakers in a lot of those series.
33 points, man.
They outscored the Warriors by 9. And it just looked like the youth and the athleticism and the length of the Timberwolves eventually won out in that game.
So, you know, I'm looking at TJD. I'm happy he got to start. I didn't see it coming, Steiny. 7 points on the evening. And again, I hate I'm doing this. You could tell me if I'm kind of cowering out. But the fact that Curry is gone, you still got to play a game. But it just lets me know and reminds me of the impact on every single player, including Jimmy and Draymond Green. But with that said, what do you do with Pods? Just let a brother try to work it out? I'm not telling you he should be benched. Do you try to give Pat Spencer some run? And are you at a point to where I might do something that some people might call me crazy if you're the coach, but just something to try to get some of these guys going?
I don't know what you do. I mean, he put Trayce Jackson-Davis into the starting lineup. I guess he could take Pajemski out and put somebody else in. I don't know what that'll do one way or the other.
Or not even take him out, Steiny. Maybe condense his minutes and give it to see if Pat's got something going. But you're right. Go ahead.
I mean, listen, it feels like people are still underestimating either who the Timberwolves are or what the Warriors are realistically without Steph Curry. I mean, again, look at – I want to play a game with you on the other side.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a drafting game, and I think I can prove a point by doing it. But the problem the Warriors have right now from a practical standpoint is they are doing everything on the fly because Steph Curry's not playing. No player's absence impacts a team more than Steph Curry's does with the Warriors.
All right.
They have no idea. They have no idea what they hang their hat on when out without Steph Curry. So they'll hang it on Jimmy Butler. But they're still trying to do everything on the fly and play a different kind of style in the postseason. And Minnesota's gone through their kind of adjustment period with their new player, Julius Randle. And, you know, according to Finch, the coach, it took him half a year to get going.
Yeah.
Second half of the year, they were pretty good. And now Julius Randle is kind of up to speed. And the Timberwolves know what they're doing with each other. Mm-hmm. And they know how to play with each other. And it's going to be really difficult for the Warriors to overcome that without their best player. Yeah.
But the defense has been there, Steiny, I believe.
Okay.
You know,
and the scoring's
but they don't
done.
Have exactly.
Well, when you don't have Steph Curry, you need other players to score. Butler did, Kuminga did, but they need somebody else to
any positives out of if you're a Warrior fan or you can
Kuminga,
ask Kuminga.
Absolutely right. Kuminga. I would say Kuminga was
you expect
a positive.
Him to start tonight?
Maybe. I mean, I don't think it really matters. He played 36 minutes. He played the third most amount of minutes on the team. So he's obviously in the rotation. If he starts, he starts. If he doesn't, he's still going to play a lot. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you were up 5 with 7.5 minutes to
Damn,
go.
Damn, man.
And the Wolves went on a 13-2 run, and it was 90-84 then at the 3:20 mark. That was the key stretch. What did you guys see there in that fourth quarter where the Warriors let that one get away from them a little bit? 888-957-9570. Tune in for Warriors Live today. Presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. That segment also brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
And that's what life's about.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.